From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter is fabulouser than ever, so we very much appreciate his help and hard work today. I get to enjoy one day off tomorrow, so he'll have even extra work to do. So we appreciate that in advance. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. Tell us traffic's fine. Northumberland's stacked up at the traffic lights and Danville slow on 54 West and Route 11 North. That is perfectly normal. On the news line with us now, Dr. Alf Severs of Bucknell University is on the line. He's a humanities professor, associate professor of English. We know him as the humanities connection to the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies. We've traveled upstream with him on the Susquehanna River to find out about some of the Native American stories, great stories that have been told in the U.S., and he's back on the news line to talk about their series, Questioning American Identities. What does it mean to be an American in 2019 and 2020? Thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Severs.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here, as always.
We do appreciate that. Dr. Alan Gelzo was on just a few moments ago, and one of his key points is that if you read the Gettysburg Address today and then think of all of the activities and things that are going on in our time, that will help inform your decision about what it means to be an American. Maybe you'd be less likely to call someone on your opposing political party un-American if you were to listen to the Gettysburg Address again and try to implement some of the ideals talked about there. Is that the heart of this American identity series, this idea of maybe a little self-examination that might be appropriate for our body politic today?
Yes, very much. Going into the 2020 elections, which seem to have been going on for several years now, things are so divided in our country politically that we thought it would be good to take time to reflect on what does it mean to be American, what do we have in common. And of course, some of the speakers that we have coming will offer views that in themselves will be debated, and that's great. But I think whatever lifts us up to consider what is it that unites us as Americans is a really important activity and something that the university community can contribute to.
Well, and I think in as much as what unites us and what contributes is very important, our attitude, what we think about America or what we think about other Americans, is also very important.
Right, for sure. Just to touch back on the Gettysburg Address and what Professor Gelzo said about being familiar with that and reading that, I remember in eighth grade out in the Chicago area having to memorize the Gettysburg Address, and our eighth grade teacher, Dorwin Zappi, was the offspring of Hungarian immigrants to Nebraska, who grew up in a sod hut on a farm out there. So many stories like that of how people's families came to America and how they connect with American culture. And that act, though, of memorizing the Gettysburg Address, that has stayed with me. And it is such an important text. It really adds to our founding documents, as Professor Gelzo's work makes clear. And so we're really looking forward to having him here at Bucknell next Thursday.
If you are attending this series and wondering what it would take to make America great again, how might you answer that question? If you attend this series, you're re-examining what it's like to be an American, and come out afterward and said, how can we make America great again? What might be an answer that you could come up with?
Well, and I would even perhaps simplify or shorten that to, again, the question you mentioned earlier, what does it mean to be American? How can we celebrate what unites us? And in that sense, it's not a matter of just looking back to the past. It's how these ideas continue in the present. And we're starting off the series with a historical context, that moment at Gettysburg where there was also some direct involvement by Bucknellians in that battle. Andrew Tucker, class of 1862 at Bucknell, was fatally wounded on the battlefield. The president of Bucknell and others went down. Bucknell University was closed for the battle. A number of students went down to defend I think it was the bridge at Harrisburg, which actually wasn't attacked, but they were present in the area there. So this was something that at the time brought together a lot of people, a very significant turning point in preserving the United States. And then Lincoln's words on top of that on the battlefield, as Professor Gelzo mentioned, so significant and worth reflecting on today. I think, you know, as we're watching the Democratic debates or listening to or reading tweets and just all the political controversies that go on all sides, it's great to take a moment and reflect on that premise that all men are created equal. The ideas enunciated in that text.
And I'm going to read some of the subtitles of some of the remarks that's coming up on March 24th. America's Identity in the World, the Korean War, 70 Years On, with Professor Victor Davis Hansen of Stanford University.
Yeah, and there again, Bucknell has a a bust of a Medal of Honor winner in the entrance to our athletic center who served in the Korean War. And so 70 years on, you know, I'm just using that as an example, but it is the end. It's the way we're ending the series. So it's kind of a bookend to Professor Gelzo's talk on the Civil War. But there were certain things that there are things that America stands for in the world, and the Korean War, there was some controversy attached to it. It wasn't a clear victory, but at the same time, you know, if you look at the difference between, if you go and visit South Korea today, which America did protect in that war, and you look at North Korea, you get a pretty sharp difference there and a reflection of what America stands for in the world, the idea of America, the culture and ideas that America has brought to the world and still brings to the world today. And so again, those are things, you know, they provide a little perspective. We may feel we're at a political low right now, but there are also some things, you know, it's kind of like looking up at the stars at night. You can look to and find new inspiration for going out today and trying to make things better in our country.
As remarks, class politics and American identity in Flyover America, American citizenship and the 2016 election, American religious and sexual identities, coexistence or cold civil war are the subtitles of some of the other remarks coming up. Alf, we'll give you a closing comment. Please give us an overview invitation for folks to consider attending this series at Bucknell.
Yeah, please come if you can to the opening of the series Thursday, the 24th, 7 p.m. at Trout Auditorium with Professor Gelzo. And then more information can be found on our website, which is bpalc.blogs.bucknell.edu. That has information on the whole series and also other programming that we're doing.
All right, bucknell.edu is always the go-to for these important conversations. Dr. Severs, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Thanks for the information. We'll be in touch, and we'll see you on the campus. Thank you.
Real good. Thanks so much, Mark. Have a good day.
Dr. Alf Severs, a humanities professor, Bucknell University Associate Professor of English, on their series, Questioning American Identities. What does it mean to be an American today?